Hey, privates, I am feeling the holiday spirit, and that is why I wanted to gift you an amazing podcast from our Pleasure Podcast Network. I love American Sex because it is the most patriotic sex podcast out there. Here is a little preview.
Hey, I'm Sunny Megatron from American Sex, a podcast about life, liberty, and the pursuit of Ooh, that's kind of a trashy first impression, isn't it? I'm so sorry. Okay. On American Sex, Ken Melvoin-Berg and I explore our guests' deepest, darkest sexual secrets, hang-ups, fantasies, and victories. Each episode reminds us that in this fine country of ours, no matter our differences, we all want and deserve the same things. Freedom and happiness. And find American Sex on iTunes, Stitcher, and most podcast services, or at AmericanSexPodcast.com.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Welcome back to Private Parts Unknown, a podcast about love and sexuality around the world. I'm Courtney Kosak, and holy fuck, am I a Kardashian now? Or just my pussy? What am I talking about? I got the Cleavana treatment, and I am going to tell you all about it in today's episode. I'm not 100% sure that was the treatment the Kardashians did on their pussies, but I know that they have done some pussy treatments. And in today's episode, we're going to get into what Cleavana is, how it works, how much it costs, which, full disclosure, mine was free. They comped my service. Very nice of them. And then we'll get into the question of whether or not it's worth it. And keep in mind, not all the answers are one size fits all. Like, it might be necessary at a certain age or yada yada. We are going to get into all the details in this episode. I also talked to a couple doctors about Cleavana, how to maintain your sexual health at all ages, including menopause. And of course, one of my biggest missions in life, closing the gosh darn orgasm gap. We got to snatch that shut, okay? We got to clamp it shut. We got to get off until we're equal. So I'm going to share some of what they had to say, and then I will be back to close out the episode with my Cleavana review. So let's start with my first treatment from Dr. Asandra in Beverly Hills. This is the first out of four treatments. And just so you know, they typically have a same-sex provider administer the treatment, but I wanted Dr. Asandra to explain the treatment and kind of talk us through it as we went. And he very kindly obliged.
So I'm going to have you sit up here, and I'm going to kind of explain the process. You don't have to take any off yet.
Okay.
So this is the Cleavana. This is the what we use to increase the intensity and frequency of orgasms
okay.
in women who have some dysfunction, or if they're just looking to enhance it. New studies are showing that we can use this also for women who have painful intercourse when they go through menopause, etc. It helps them bring kind of the tissue and the function back, okay? The first process that we do is a little suction here. We put this around the clitoral area, and it kind of just does this gentle suction motion to bring blood flow back to that area, okay? That lasts about 3 minutes or so. Then we perform the shockwave part. This part's the tap, it's like a light tapping, and it sends a sound wave, a shockwave, into the vulvar area to help restore blood flow. So you're gonna have more blood vessel growth and more nerve growth
okay.
that you may have lost over years, or some women may have lost it. The last part is a little bit of it's almost kind of like a vibrator. It's kind of like a pulsating air that is done
uh-huh.
over it. And that kind of just finishes it off to help the blood flow kind of come through. Now, this whole thing is not painful whatsoever.
Okay.
It's the exact opposite. It's somewhat stimulatory.
Okay.
So we have had some women, I'm saying you will, almost have orgasms when they do this procedure.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. So something we just want to be, you know, aware of. And
yeah,
that's why
thanks for the heads up.
Well, this is why females usually do it. So we had a lady finish the treatments the other day, and she's like, I can't ride my horse anymore. So I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm like, okay. So it definitely does work. Now, you'll start feeling some improvement even after the first session. There's four sessions. And then the final results come about 1 to 2 months, 3 months later.
Okay.
Because the body has to kind of redevelop and kind of restore the nerves and all that stuff. So you will notice a big difference.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's not loud. You hear like a tat, 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 tat. Uh-huh. I don't know if you saw my episode of the doctors, but yeah, that's kind of how it works. The shockwave parts we do over the clitoral area. And then we do kind of the labias here too.
Okay.
Kind of down this way to kind of get the blood flow kind of just moving all back there. And then the last part, you'll just do this on your own. You kind of place this part. You'll know your most sensitive areas. So I tell you, just put this part over your most sensitive areas and let it just run for about, what is it? Lasts about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Or so like that. The whole treatment takes about 7-8 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Sounds good. Cool. Let's get you rocking here. Okay. So first I'm going to start with this. Put some gloves on.
Okay.
And we're going to show you how this kind of works here. The suction aspect of it. This is the ultrasound gel we use to kind of just make sure there's, it creates a good suction and the shock waves are delivered. You know how they put ultrasound when they... Yeah, same thing. Just to make sure those shock waves are generated well. And then we do use kind of a, I guess, a condom, if you will. Medical condom over this just to make sure it's clean and everything. But we do sterilize it after each use. I'm just going to get this booted up.
This machine does multiple procedures.
Yes. So we use it for erectile dysfunction too.
Oh, interesting.
In men. That's actually where it first started.
Ah.
Was men. And then suddenly people were like, okay, well, let's try it on women. And they found it worked on women.
Amazing.
So, yeah. And what we're going to have you do is lay back and then all the way. And then you're going to kind of frog leg. Put your feet together. Yep. And then kind of just frog leg out. And I'm going to kind of put some of this gel on you first. So this just kind of creates this little kind of a suction there first. Okay. I'm going to put this right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My fingers first. I'm just going to put it over the hood here. Right about here. Okay. Create a suction. Okay. Here we go. So I can feel kind of a suction motion.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that kind of weird?
Uh-huh.
That kind of just is bringing the blood flow back right now.
Uh-huh.
That's all we're doing is getting that going for about 3 minutes. It kind of plumps it up a little bit to, you know, just get things kind of working there first.
And you said it actually, like, creates new blood vessels, or like...
It's called angiogenesis, so formation of new blood vessels. It brings the blood flow down there first, and then when we do the shockwave... Shockwave causes almost like micro damage, as they call it. But what it does, by doing so, the body heals and sends more blood down there. It makes more blood vessels. So our clinic does mostly sexual illness. So we do the hormone replacement therapy, and I turn these like 70-year-olds into like nymphs again. Because they're like, you know, after menopause, they couldn't have intercourse, right? And then I give them their hormones back. We do this, give them their hormones, and they're like...
Game changer.
Game changer. I'm 20s again, and they're like... I mean, some of them have like multiple partners and everything now.
Amazing.
It's crazy. All right, sweetie. So this part's the shockwave. It's not painful at all. It's going to go over your clitoral area again. Okay. Here we go. All right. So you can feel a little bit of kind of a pulsating sensation. 1, 2, 3. How is it?
Oh, interesting.
Not bad though, right?
No.
Okay. So make sure it's not like painful. Some women actually find this part stimulatory.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. The last part's the part that you'll do on your own, but it can be stimulatory, so. No more lubrication. Here, now we're going to do the sides, okay?
Okay. Like your postmenopausal ladies, would you do this? And then what else would
hormones.
Be part of
hormone therapy? We also do vaginal rejuvenation with the laser.
Oh.
Because I literally had a lady here, and she can't have intercourse because it's so painful for her.
Just like dryness,
and every time she tries, it's like razor blades. She said,
"Oh,
yeah." So doing this part, but also restoring the hormones to feed that part again, and then some laser vaginal rejuvenation. She's like on fire now.
Amazing.
Well, but you have to think about it. These ladies think that it's over.
Uh-huh.
You know, they think it's over for them at like 50, and I'm like, no, it's
yeah.
not. We
sad.
Have stuff now to treat it. So. That's the worst part's over now. You're going to have this part. I'm going to place it on there for you, okay? And then you just kind of position it on your most sensitive spots. Okay, I'm going to put it right about here first. You kind of want to place it here for you first. And I'm going to start it, and then you just kind of hold it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. There you go.
Oh my god.
That's it.
Do I move it or just?
Yeah, move it into sensitive spots, kind of in circles around the pleural area. Move it around the.
This one is like kind of a vibrate.
I told you. That was a little intense. That's it.
Amazing.
Cool, huh?
Very, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna let you get dressed. I'll be back.
Okay.
How was it?
Good,
right? Is it? It's not.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't done it.
Sometimes when you guys have a slow afternoon, you need to do it.
Hook me up with that machine, boss. Oh my god.
You're hilarious.
Dr. Asandra mentioned he was on The Doctors, so I had to look it up, and I want to play a little bit of that tape.
Our friend Dr. Christopher Asandra joins us with his patient Gabrielle to show us a procedure that claims to improve female orgasms in just an hour. Dr. Asandra, I think everyone's ears just perked up a little bit. So tell us, Chris, how exactly does this work?
So this is the Cleovana shockwave sound device. And what it does during the treatment is stimulates new blood vessel and nerve growth in the female parts down there. And the result, increase in frequency of orgasms and the intensity of orgasms, and also helps with lubrication as well.
So here he explains a little bit about how the microtraumas work to enhance stimulation.
And like you said, you're causing these microtraumas, which in turn cause healing, which means increased blood flow and increased collagen, elastin, all those good things.
Absolutely. And we do see when the studies show that the vessels, the blood vessels actually expand, we see new nerve growth and everything else that comes along with it.
And here's how much it costs.
Well, depending on the area you're at, it can range anywhere from about $1,500 to about $3,000 for the entire course of the treatments here. Again, it depends on how many treatments you may need, but the average is about 4. And a lot of times women will do one a year later and just to refresh and everything.
And then my favorite part is Gabrielle's reaction.
All right. And as we understand, this is your third session. So tell us, what sort of response have you had? Have you noticed any changes?
I have to tell you that the time between the first treatment and just driving in my car, I was surprised to feel that area down there in general felt more alive and more sensitive. And every treatment after the first one has become even more heightened as far as the sensitivity. Also, as far as climaxing is definitely feeling like how it used to feel. So I'm very, very satisfied.
I totally felt that. Here's me driving home after my first treatment. Almost exactly what she said.
Okay, the doctor had Balenciaga sneakers, blue Balenciaga sneakers. It was definitely some Beverly Hills shit. And I'm driving home right now and I am mildly aroused. I do like the vibrator on the heavy setting. And at the end, it sort of is that kind of heavier. I mean, I can see how it works. It's starting to work already. Okay, CK out.
Yeah, so I was already feeling it, and it only progressed from there. I'm going to give you the full details later in the episode, but first, we're going to catch up with Dr. Caroline Collin right after this break. Hey, privates. Pew-pew, privates with penises, I'm talking to you. Our sponsor, Fleshlight, can help you reach new heights with your self-pleasure. And that is because Fleshlight is the number one selling male sex toy in the world. And they don't just leave you hanging over there. At Fleshlight, you can explore sex toys with expert guides and advice, especially if you're a beginner or you're looking to level up. If you have been listening to the show for a while, you know how I feel about self-pleasure, and it is very, very good. And I definitely endorse using sex toys. I have a lot of fun with sex toys myself. So with the Fleshlight Girls series, you can embrace your wildest porn star fantasies with a different porn actress every night. What? With the variety of models, sensations, and intensities, you can live out limitless fantasies. And you can automate your fantasies with the universal launch that fits most Fleshlight products. With its innovative touch control system, just set the controls, sit back, and enjoy. And you have pleasure right in your hands. Your pleasure is in your complete control. And as the ultimate male pleasure device on the market, it's as versatile as you are. Anatomical, stamina building, vibrating, or made for couples, you name it. You define your luxury moment. And I just want to say, if you have any shame around sex toys, please don't. It is so much better than being weird with girls because you feel kind of desperate or whatever. Fleshlight just allows you to chill out, wait for the right girl when she comes, and in the meantime, you know you are going to be getting yours and having a good time, so you don't even have to sweat it. And right now, Fleshlight is offering Private Parts Unknown listeners 10% off your order with our code PRIVATE10. So you just go to ppupod.com. That's the website, ppupod.com. You click Fleshlight and you use the promo code PRIVATE10 to get 10% off your delicious new device. Again, that is ppupod.com and enter code PRIVATE10. And it really helps support the show. It helps support yourself and your own sex drive. So go ahead and use the link in the episode description. We can all be horny together. We can keep this podcast going. So get yourself a Fleshlight and get yourself off.
Hi, my name is Caroline Cullen. I'm an OBGYN who practices in Santa Monica, California. I practice general obstetrics and gynecology.
So how did you get into what you do and explain a little bit about your practice?
Well, you know, I think that my practice, you know, I spend a bit more time with my patients. I think I like to explore health in general, you know, and really understanding if they're sleeping, if they're eating well, if they're exercising, and sexuality is a major portion of health. And so that's part of my wellness, you know, checkpoint, you know? And so I think that that's surprising for people. You know, people are like, why is she asking if I'm having sex and if I'm having orgasms, you know? And it is a major aspect of health. If you're having orgasms, you're releasing endorphins, you're decreasing your stress, you're going to live longer, you're going to have better relationships, you're not going to get divorced, you're going to be happier, you're going to be healthier, you know? Mm-hmm. And so in working with that, with my patients, you know, and focusing on that, that's what's led me to kind of, focus on this, because a lot of people didn't explore that. And it was mind opening to me to realize that people really weren't talking about it. And it's such a taboo, and our community is such a puritanical society where it's like kind of, oh my gosh, we can't talk about that. And this is like a dirty thing. And, you know, I think that we're coming around, and we're a lot more open to different relationships, and different things are important to different people, you know? And so, so I think we're coming around as a society, but it's important to talk about these things.
If someone comes to you for like sexual dysfunction, and I'm sure it depends on who exactly you're talking to, but what are some of the kind of like treatments you can offer them?
Well, first of all, people oftentimes don't come to, now that a lot of times I find this in talking about it, like I said, they'll say, wait, what are these things? What are you talking about? And then as we start exploring it, they'll say, well, actually, yeah, I don't have sex because maybe it hurts. Maybe I don't like it. I haven't orgasmed in 5 years, so why bother, you know, or, you know, these kinds of things. And so as we talk about it, it's like, well, no, you should be enjoying it. And gosh, you haven't had an orgasm in 2 years. And what happened? You used to. Why aren't you now? And what's happening? And well, now maybe it hurts more. Or maybe I'm not as lubricated, or maybe my hormones are changing, or maybe, mm-hmm. you know, different things are happening. And so, you know, exploring what's happening, and they think that it's normal, or they think that they just shouldn't talk about it, or, oh, that happened to my mom, and so that must be normal. And she just dealt with it, and so I must have to deal with it. And so they don't realize that it's not normal, and that you can change it, and it can be better, and that you should be enjoying, you know, sexuality throughout your life. And so once they're kind of empowered with that, then we work towards enjoying that part of your life. And it's men and women, but obviously for erectile dysfunction, men just kind of go out and get their Viagra or Cialis, and and sometimes urologists will call and they'll say, "Wow, the men are getting Cialis and Viagra," and then the women are like, "Oh no." Having sex, and they're like, I don't want to, because now I'm, you know, experiencing menopause, I'm having dryness, I'm not lubricated, I'm not wanting to anymore, I don't know why, this is frustrating. I used to like it. This is making me feel bad. You know, like, why is this not working anymore? And it's something you feel bad about. You don't want to talk about it. And it's like, well, this isn't right. You should be feeling young and wonderful and enjoying life and enjoying sex and enjoying your relationship. And God, especially then, my God, you're not even worrying about getting pregnant. You might as well be having lots of sex.
So you talk about, like, men have that just one-stop shop with the Viagra or the Cialis, and they're pretty much good to go. Like, in terms of women that come to you, what can you do that's like, I mean, I had a Klavana treatment, and I feel like that can work for older women as well. And then also, is there anything oral? It seems like we should have a Viagra or a Cialis.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on kind of what's going on, and there's different things, different stages, different things that are happening. But there's so many factors for women, right? I mean, but a lot of times, if you don't like it, you're not going to do it. And if it's painful, and if it's hormonal, sometimes you're not interested because it hurts. Sometimes you're not interested because there's no foreplay. Sometimes, you know, all
right,
the things.
Right.
So sometimes I use hormones, but I mean, Klavana, you mentioned the Klavana treatment. That's fantastic because that's creating new blood flow, new nerves, you know. And then if you're able to have an orgasm, of course, you're going to be wanting to do that more and more, you know. If it's painful and if the tissue is not the way that it should be because of hormones and whatever, then you might need another treatment. You might need some hormones. You might need a laser treatment. You know, there might be some other things that you might need, but that the Klavana is absolutely fantastic for that, for, you know, new blood flow, new nerve generation, new lubrication and all of that. So it's been a real game changer. You know, if your relationship isn't great, like I mentioned, if you're not understanding,
yeah, doesn't fix that.
What's going to bring on, yeah, you have to talk about like what turns you on, what's going to be nice, what's and that's a real important part, you know, talking about what you like. You know, there's really interesting data about like men, you know, men reaching orgasms, women reaching orgasms, men with men reaching orgasms, women with women reaching orgasms, you know, same gender, you know, reaching orgasms sooner than, you know, women with men. And why is that? Is that communication? Is that really, you know, being able to talk about what turns you on and what you're liking? You know, probably, you know?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're able to be open with your sexuality and what you like, that's really, really important, you know? So, but a lot of that is in your mind. If you're not able to be okay with your own sexuality, I mean, that's step one, you know?
Right.
But then if you could before, and then you can't because you're just not, you know, physically you need a little bit of extra help. That's where these modalities really, really do come in. How did you like, what did you think about the Klavana treatment?
I liked it. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really having dysfunction before, so it's not like, you know, a before and after where it was like a complete turnaround, but I definitely felt like, you know, I could tell a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm curious, like on the hormone end of it, because eventually I'll go through menopause too. How do you approach that?
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting because the vagina should be almost more like an accordion, you know, I mean, the tissue should be really like pliable and able to work for you, you know, and it shouldn't become kind of like tissue paper where you're, you know, every little move makes like make it like a little tear, like you're noticing it. Right. And you can't really function with it. And whenever you lose your estrogen and your progesterone, like all of your hormones, it becomes really like kind of thin and not accommodating, and you can't really utilize the vagina like you'd like to, you know? And so that's where sometimes, you know, hormone replacement, sometimes women can't go through hormone replacement. And so then you need to do something else to make the tissue a little bit more back to the way that it should be. That's when CO2 lasers come into play, where you can actually regenerate the collagen so that it does get that accordion feel where it can actually accommodate and you can actually, you know, move and utilize, you know, the tissue the way that should be.
I've just heard things about like, do you have to balance the risk of breast cancer and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the data is really clear in terms of, I mean, when you initiate hormone replacement is very important. Looking at the risk factors of breast cancer is very important. Looking at your lifestyle is super important. I mean, what else are you doing? Are you drinking a lot of alcohol? Are you eating a lot of meat products? Are you not exercising? Are you, I mean, what else is going on? And for how long are you needing hormone replacement? And especially when you're looking at what your symptoms of menopause are. I mean, if you're looking at just vaginal function and, you know, especially vaginal dryness and lubrication and things like that, that's very localized to the vagina. So not talking about the entire menopausal situation, which is a bigger story. You know, like we're looking at like hot flashes, night sweats, I mean, all of right. that. But just looking at the sexual function piece and the vagina, that's just more like lubrication and just localized. That doesn't necessarily correlate with the breast cancer risk. Like, I mean, for women who have breast cancer and can absolutely cannot use any hormones whatsoever, then you would utilize the CO2 lasers and do more like localized treatment and have collagen replenishment and the vagina can be, I mean, it's like a whole new vagina whenever you do that. between the collagen replacement and the Cleavana, it's amazing. I mean, it's really, really, truly amazing. You know, they're 6 weeks apart. So like 3 months later, and then you have the Cleavana and literally, I mean, you can see it before your eyes. It's really remarkable.
How does the CO2 laser work?
So that's just a treatment that penetrates the tissue. It's a stacked procedure. So it's like a three different layers at a time. It stimulates the fibroblasts to regenerate collagen. So if you think about all of the celebrities that look like 30 years younger all uh-huh. the time, they do that on their face. This is for the vagina. So, you know, so it hilarious. Does that basically for the vagina. Exactly. It's perfect. And yeah, and it does the exact same thing. So, and it looks exactly like that. Like all of a sudden you have a 20-year-old vagina.
Okay. So the orgasm gap, if you could define kind of what that is and then how we can bridge it. And it sounds like a lot of it might be communication.
Truly. I mean, truly, it really is communication. And it's really so heart-wrenching to hear about these relationships that can span decades and people just don't talk about it. They just don't talk about sex. I mean, people have 3 children and they've never talked about sex. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
I mean,
that's crazy.
It's really crazy. I mean, I've had people who have literally been married for years and years and years and literally have never, ever, ever had an orgasm and never thought about having an orgasm, you know, and never even had an orgasm on their own. And, you know, that's one of those things where Cleavanda won't help that. You know what I mean? Like uh-huh. you have to do the work and like anticipate, and not to say that you can't. I mean, like, you just have to figure out how you're going to. And then once you figure it out, you will, you know, but then the pleasure gap and that orgasm gap is really about figuring out how you're going to achieve an orgasm. And whenever you talk about heterosexual couples, heterosexual men have orgasms with every sexual encounter most often, you know, probably, you know, the majority, 75, 85, 95% of people of heterosexual men have orgasms every time. Heterosexual women are on the lowest end. I think it's like 65%. I'm going to forget my numbers. But whenever you look at lesbian women, they have the highest rate, right? So,
whoa, really?
Fantastic, which I just love. I love that. But I feel like that is 100% because they talk to each other. I mean, of course, they're like, this is what I like. This is what I like, right? I mean, of course, they're going to be pleasuring each other. They're going to be figuring it out, you know? And so they're equivalent and they're high. They're, you know, like 95%, 90, 96%. And the same thing with homosexual men as well. So really, it's really about communication. But I feel like whenever you have already decided to explore a variation of sexuality and you're going out there on a limb and deciding that you're going to go outside of the norm and you're going to come out and you're going to say, I'm going to be different than the norm. Uh-huh. Then you're going to say, you know what? I'm different than the norm. And this is what I like. You know?
Yeah.
And then you're going to explore and you're going to say, this is really what I need. And I think that we all need to do that. We all need to say, this is what I like. You know, this is what's going to pleasure me. This is what's going to make me satisfied.
Hi, my name is Dr. Amir Marashi. They know me as the Vagina Whisperer. I do cosmetic gynecology and endometriosis treatment. My main focus is to make orgasms better for men and women. And I'm trying different modalities to just put your sex life on a different level.
Okay, so you're a pioneer. So fill me in. What are the newest treatment options for vaginal health and enhancing your orgasm and stuff like that? Because I feel like the old school of thinking was just, you know, when you got to menopause or whatever, like it was over for you. Sorry, tap out.
No, it's not. First of all, menopause is a very good chapter, by the way. I mean, not just talking about menopause. I think a lot of my patients who are in menopause, they are a lot better lovers to their partners than my 20, 25, 30-year-old patients, because a lot of it comes with experience, you know? Mm-hmm. You've got to understand there are different levels to sex, whether it's intercourse, masturbation, all of those. One is getting to know your body. The other thing is that what's going in your brain, what's going on with your physiology, that's the only thing that menopause affects. And the other thing is that your experience is like you're driving a car, you know, somebody who's been on the road for 40 years, most times they do much better than the guy who just got his driver's license. Mm-hmm. So I actually think when you help, especially with menopausal patients, when you help them with new treatments, which we're going to talk about, they are fortunately or unfortunately, they start getting in trouble. Honestly, same thing as with guys. I've seen, there's actually an article that there is like syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia mm-hmm. is on the rise in elderly population. Why? Because now they're like, wow, I'm getting great orgasms, whether it's a woman, man, I'm getting great erections. I'm actually getting orgasms. So they want to have sex more and more. And I mean, most of the time, the older guy can't keep up with them. So these are my patients in Miami that I have. She's 65 years old, 70 sometimes. The boyfriend is 25. And she's like, I don't know if he can keep up with me. I'm like, oh, great. Good for you. So
that's good medicine. So what do you have in your bag of tricks to offer these, you know, aging kind of clientele?
For the aging clients, you've got to try to turn back the time, basically kind of reverse the physiology. What are the things that you can do? First thing you talk to people, they're hormone therapies. Mm-hmm. I like them. I do hormone therapies to some extent with bioidenticals, but I try to leave that as my last resort because they have a systemic effect. They mm-hmm. don't just go work on your vagina. They work on different parts of the body, which could be very good. You know, they could be really good for your heart health, for everything else. But I try to leave that for my last treatment. I try to start from localized treatments. There are a few things that are really good with one that's my favorite. And sometimes you have to combine them. One is trying to make your tissue regenerate again. How do you do that? Because remember, we all start like a very nice, juicy plum everywhere right. in our body. And we end up becoming like a prune. Look at all these lines I have here. When I was younger, it used to be like this. Same thing happens with the vagina. Same thing happens to the neck, all of it. So we're losing collagen. So first you try to stimulate rebuilding, you know, your collagen, rebuilding your nerves, make the blood vessels healthier, all of those, which there is a very good modality I use called Cleovana. So what Cleovana machine does, it's actually an ultrasonic treatment. It's like sound waves. Mm-hmm. So kind of like when you do microneedling on your face and you basically poke tiny, tiny, tiny holes on your skin to bring the blood supply to your skin and try to repair it, regenerate, rebuild collagen. That's what you are doing. Cleovana does the same thing, but not with needles. You are trying to treat the entire clitoris mm-hmm. with Cleovana, and you're basically trying to hit every single vessel, every nook and cranny of your clitoris, whether it's the outside part, inside part, to kind of stimulate it to start rebuilding new tissue, new vessels, and new nerves. Now, you got to use different modalities together. When I do like some kind of a love treatment. And that's not just for patients of age, for everybody. Because orgasms, remember, they can always be better. It doesn't matter how old you are. I'm going to tell you about the treatment I do, but I have a patient. She comes for injections and sometimes Cleovana every single month. And she is around 32. She calls herself a sexaholic. She loves sex, but and she travels a lot. Very funny lady. I tell her, listen, this treatment, you only need to do it every 6 months. So this is her answer to me. He's like, listen, can you ever be happy enough in your life? I'm like, I mean, I can, but she's like, no, you can always be happier. Can you ever have enough money in your life? So she says, orgasm is just like money. She's like, you made it so good the first time. I'm like, I want it to be even better. I get more injections, more Cleovana, it gets even better. So it just, it can't ever be good enough, and you can make it better. And look, it's so important. Orgasms are one of the most crucial factors in our lives, and people who don't have it, and then they start having it.
It's a game changer.
They feel such change. They tell me, they're like, wow, you know what? I was depressed. I was this, I was that. And you know better than me. You know, you go to the gym, you exercise for a full hour, and you feel so strong. You want to go back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. One orgasm gets you 30 times as much endorphins and enkephalins, which are the morphines your body makes, than going to the gym for that 1 hour.
Totally.
So everybody needs to get laid, basically. How long ago did you get the
treatment? How long ago? My last treatment was like 2 weeks ago, I think, a week or two ago.
Just give it some more time because...
Oh, yeah?
Happens, listen, you are stimulating the tissue. You are basically trying to destroy little parts in the tissue. So you bring your own blood supply, your own growth factors to that place. So they start rebuilding everything. So the maximum effects that you're going to see is going to be, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks down the line, because now you have new nerves starting to build here. You have new vessels starting to build there. I mean, listen, I have patients, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. The last part of it, did you do it yourself or somebody else did the last part?
Kind of a mix.
Because no, I have patients like that, they never even had an orgasm. And then the last stage of it, sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk outside the room or leave them with medical assistant. They get an orgasm on the table. And this is okay for somebody who gets orgasms regularly, but somebody who hasn't had orgasms. And I worked with a lot of them. You know, I treat the victims of female genital mutilation.
Oh, who goodness.
They cut their clitoris, you know. So I know people who get, it's just in their mind, impossible to get an orgasm. So we did it with one of their patients. I'm actually doing a review of Cleovana on these patients soon. But I do other modalities too, but it's very effective. Uh-huh. Just because you are not treating one part. Look, there are things you can do. Even if you don't have the machine, you don't have anything, somebody can you can stimulate yourself, or before intercourse, you can have your partner go down on you, all of these things to get clitoris more erected and get, you know, a better orgasm, or try to get an orgasm. But you're only working on the tip part of the clitoris, on the glands. But the good thing about Cleovana is that it does the entire clitoral complex, the entire G-zone, what we call it. And also for older patients, it makes the moisture of the vagina much better because it makes the skin around there healthier. Remember, this machine, the other modality it does, it fixes erectile dysfunction for men. Also, you can work on cellulite with it. So you see how labia majora around the vagina gets older and wrinkly. So it actually makes people say, oh my God, everything is much smoother. It even looks better.
Interesting. Okay. So is there anyone who's like a prime candidate for it? Anyone who shouldn't get it? And then are there any like contraindications of, like I said, people that shouldn't?
Of course. Look, so it's very safe because it's sound wave energy. So sound wave is like just not like ultrasound, is similar, but in the same category. It's pretty safe. Of course, if you have any irritation around the area or you have a cut or something, I would defer it. I would do it later. But it's really for everyone. Mm. And depends on what angle you look at it. Somebody says, well, I'm 25 years old. I don't need it. And I tell them, listen, it's not about needing. This is something you want, you know, if mm-hmm. if you feel like, yes, for older patients, they may really need it. But if you're 25 and you want to go, you know, to the next level, you're going to feel your orgasms in the parts that you never felt them. Mm. You know, same thing like my male patients. I tell them to start using a butt plug. They're like, why? I'm like, listen, your G-spot. The G-spot for men is in prostate. This is the anus. I'm like, have your girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, put a finger in your anus, massage, you know, the middle part of prostate where all the nerves are coming. And at the same point, they can, you know, suck you or do something else. And they are like, wow, I never had such a feeling. So same thing. If you want to have a feeling you never had, I would tell you, try Clearwana. Even you want to do better than that, do the love treatment we are doing. Ask your doctor to do the Clearwana. And at the same time, inject you with your own PRP. I inject the PRP around the clitoral area and even in the vagina. That makes it even, you know, times stronger.
I'm going to have to try that next time. For more Dr. Murashi, listen to his full episode. It's called The Vagina Whisperer on orgasms, endometriosis, and sexual health at all ages with Dr. Amir Murashi. I'm going to link that in the episode description. Okay, it's Kardashian time. The family plastic surgery sharing circle is commencing. Just kidding. I'm not a real Kardashian. My pussy is just popping like one. Okay, so here's my Clearwana review. I went in for 4 sessions. They were basically a week apart. I went in like every Friday, basically. I could definitely tell that, you know, it was getting progressive. Like the effects continue to grow until a couple months when you're like, oh, damn, okay. Each time I felt a little bit more stimulated, and they're not joking around. You do almost want to come on the table. There is a very like vibrator like sensation to the treatment. So I am so glad they gave me that warning. I didn't really want to come on the table. And I think it's only because I knew it was coming that I was able to brace myself and not do that. And by the end, I have to say, I didn't think there was anything wrong with my pussy going into this. I was stoked to try it out, but I didn't feel like I, quote unquote, like needed it or whatever. I am in my late 30s right now, so I haven't, you know, started going into those pre-menopause or anything like that yet. So I'm not suffering from any of those specific symptoms. Though I definitely see how this could be an effective remedy if I was, but I would say it just like amped up my overall, like the tissue feels fresher. I mean, I kind of want to say like I got a whole new vulva. And I'm not trying to promote the rhetoric of like anybody needs a whole new anything, but just like for me, you know, I like to go really hard with my vibrator. I like kind of like the intense settings. And sometimes you feel like maybe you have desensitized yourself over time, like that much pounding. But again, I didn't feel like anything was wrong going into this, but now I'm like, oh my goodness, I just feel like totally refreshed. I got the treatment starting in May and ending in early June. Now I'm recording this review on December 28th. I mean, that's a solid 6 months, 6.5 months. And I would say, yeah, I don't feel like anything has worn off. You know, I just feel like my pussy's on point. It's very sensitive. And I don't even think this is like one of the benefits, but I almost feel like a little tighter, which is not always what you want, but it's not like a problem. It's not a problem. So was it worth it? I would say yes. Now, if I would have been paying out of pocket that $1,500 or $3,000 that Clearwana would normally cost, would I fork over that amount of money for something that I didn't think was a problem before? Probably not. At this stage, I just don't think I would have prioritized that. But I can totally see a decade down the road me thinking, yes, this is money very well spent. Like, I am having an issue and I do want my pussy in working order. Like, I want to have orgasm on orgasm on orgasm, which I will say, I think I am more orgasmic now. I've always been fairly orgasmic, but I think it's even more. But like I said, I don't know if I would have invested in that at this point. However, it's got me thinking about down the road. I really liked it. And I would definitely consider, you know, in a few years, especially if I was suffering from any premenopausal symptoms or whatever, I would definitely go in and get another treatment, also talk to them about some of the other options. If I felt like, you know, my hormones were out of whack, I usually get those tested for my thyroid anyway, but I would be like on top of trying to maintain the best health going into menopause that you can, because I think that sets you up for, they call it health span, like the length of time that you're healthy in your life. And so I'm going to call it sex span. I'm going to dub that right now. I want my sex span to be as long as possible, even post menopause. I'm not trying to get an STD in the nursing home, but I would love to still be banging around and having some great sex at that age. So I'm interested in all kind of treatments available. This is not surgical. I would have been way more careful if it were surgical, but anytime you're doing anything, even remotely in the quote unquote plastic surgery space, whether it's injectables or lasers or anything, I think you definitely want to do your research. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I'm just giving you my perspective. And my perspective is like, I think if you do your research, sometimes these treatments can be a great fit and a great benefit. And obviously, there are definitely risk factors to anything that you want to do with your body. So you want to weigh that out. And to me, Cleavana seemed like there wasn't a lot of risk. And so far, I've only seen the rewards. But, you know, you do want to take a tempered approach to that. So yeah, that is my Cleavana review. I hope you enjoyed hearing so much TMI about my pussy. So thank you for tuning in to this very private episode of Private Parts Unknown. To stay in touch between episodes, follow me at Courtney Kosak. That is K-O-C-A-K on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show at Private Parts Unknown on Instagram and Private Parts Un on Twitter. And now TikTok. Check me out there. I'll follow you back for sure. And for the latest episodes, look down and make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast player so you get updates about the latest episodes. And of course, subscribe to our newsletter at privatepartsunknown.substack.com. There is a link in the episode description. Shout out to Amy Roush for the bomb-ass theme music. For more info about Amy and her music, check out amyroush.com. That's Amy, R-A-A-S-C-H.com. This episode was mixed by my ride-or-die audio guy, Mike Castaneda of Plastic Audio. And after enjoying this very stimulating content, could we ask you for a quick favor? We are trying to hit a goal right now. We're trying to get up to 50 ratings on Spotify and 250 on Apple Podcasts. We are currently at 47 on Spotify and 248 on Apple Podcasts, which means you guys have given us some ratings since the last episode. Thank you so, so much. If you leave a review, I will read it on the podcast. So anyway, it's super easy for you to help us. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/private and give a 5-star rating and review. It helps other people find the show and it makes us feel really good. Like, this is totally worth it. It is totally worth it, but it makes us feel like that. Again, that is ratethispodcast.com/private. Or if you're listening on Spotify, you can just go to the upper left-hand corner of our page, click the star button, and then click all 5 stars. Thank you so much. Until next time, I am wishing you lots of horniness and happiness and super powerful orgasms. Bye.